Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. This is Kate Romero, your host, and I'd like to thank Don Newsom and BBS Radio for giving us this great platform, Spiritual Hollywood. And I'd like to introduce to you tonight's guest, who is Joanna Garzilli. She's a psychic and relationship expert, writer, international TV host, and producer, and she shares her passion of how to be your own psychic in her upcoming book, Unleash the Psychic in You, which is a fabulous title, and that's available this fall. Joanna has given over 1,000 readings combined with holistic healing modalities. Some of her clients include celebrities and sports personalities such as Goldie Hawn, Jenna Dewan, Tracy Hutton, Laura Herring, Lindsay Fonseca, Mrs. California, Ernie Banks, and many of them expressed how they wished that they had her ability. So she created an interactive workshop called Living in the Psychic Zone, which I've been to a couple of times and love, by compiling years of her self-education into a few hours. And you do get a lot out of these workshops as well. The result, everyone is giving and receiving psychic readings. She has had 100% success rate to date as a respected workshop facilitator and motivational speaker. Joanna's passion is guiding, inspiring, and coaching her clients to a state of self-reliance and to trust their own intuition, and that is what it is all about. Madame Figaro magazine actually chose Joanna as the psychic to see in Los Angeles. They published her psychic predictions for 2007, and she was praised by reporters from Star and People magazine for her accurate psychic readings. She's often consulted on psychic phenomena by film and television production companies and has been featured on MTV as a psychic several times. She created the Soulmates Connection workshop because many of her clients wanted answers about the nature of relationships and to create strength and balance and peace within. In addition, she authored and released her debut album, Soul Abundance, a quantum-guided meditation CD inspired by her desire to remove blocks from the unconscious mind in October of 2005. Joanna is cutting edge in the healing arts, and without further ado, after I tell you this other thing, that she has created the concept and format for interactive psychic TV programming in 2004 and hosted 150 hours of live TV and produced 250 hours of healing arts programming, which aired across Europe on Sky TV. And Joanna educated thousands of people on numerous psychic subjects, answered questions of a psychic nature, live on air, and guided viewers through powerful meditation techniques. She has a very fun and grounded and practical approach to psychic topics and demystifies and removes fears for people who ever had experienced a psychic reading. And she encourages the skeptics to phone in and voice their views. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to give that call-in number right now, so grab your pens and paper. Call in toll-free at 877-876-5227. And in Canada, the number is toll-free 888-815-9756. I think I'm going to have to put on my glasses. Oh, the toll-free number for Canada is 888-815-9756. I was correct. I did not need my glasses. I'm so glad. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome Joanna Garzilli. Welcome, Joanna.
Thank you so much, Kate, for having me on the show. You know, it's a real honor and pleasure to be on with you.
Oh, and you've got so much on your plate these days, doing your thing and making your mark. I'm just pleased that you had the time to do it. So let me encourage the people listening again, all you wonderful folks out there who have questions of a psychic nature, to call in, please, toll-free at 877-876-5227, and that's in the U.S. only. Toll-free for Canada, again, is 888-815-9756. And also there is a direct line, which is 530-876-3222. So without digressing a bit too much, I'd like to talk to you about your new book coming out this fall called Unleash the Psychic in You, Joanna. Tell us about that book and what you're most excited about in regard to having written that book. And congratulations, by the way.
Thank you, Kate. The most exciting thing for me about this is seeing people be able to use their own psychic ability. And, you know, I always look at that, just the principle of how, rather than just fishing for people and feeding them the fish, I love to teach people how to fish for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And just so far, you know, what happened was, and I know I had the great honor of having you at one of my workshops as well, and you're a brilliant psychic yourself.
Well, thank you.
You are. I mean, absolutely amazing. So that was so much fun for me.
Ooh.
And, yeah, so really when everyone sort of started coming to me for readings, I just felt that it would better be able to help people by teaching them the techniques that I taught myself to use. So, you know, when I was younger, I had a psychic ability, but it was really out of control for me, you know, from the age of 6 years old up until my teenage years. And so at that point, it felt more of a curse than a gift for me, because I just didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
And as I educated myself over a period of time and practicing, I saw that it was something that really had a positive impact on my life. And the biggest thing for me was, you know, actually a client just came to me on Sunday and she said, oh, I feel really silly. I wanted to ask you a personal question to do with a relationship. And I've had this time and time again where people feel silly about asking about relationship issues, financial issues, career, health, and really, to me, that's what it's all about. It's about being able to use it in daily life in a grounded and practical way. So I created a series of techniques to be able for people to be able to use them.
Wonderful. And we have a caller.
Oh, great.
Hold that thought there, Joanna. We'll get back to what you were talking about and we were discussing your book. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Good evening. My name is Anne.
Hi, Erin.
Anne. Yes.
Very good. Thank you for calling in. And you have a question for Joanna?
Yes. I'd like to ask what she is being guided to see as per my present and near future.
Joanna, did you get that?
Yes, for her present and near future.
Uh-huh.
So I think the very important thing, you know, in terms of, you know, when I speak to someone like a client, I go into like a lot of in-depth in terms of the person's reading. So, Anne, I just want to explain to you, when I do a reading and I connect in with the person, a lot of the time they'll want to know the most important thing, which is what do I need to know next? At times, especially if someone's going through a challenging time, you'll find like that 80% of the people that come to me, they have an area maybe where they're challenged, and 20% of people want it for some type of expansion and opening to that next level of their path and their lives. And so when I look at them like a present and near future situation, it's, you know, I just want to explain these things first to you, Anne, that it's being able to have clarity and knowing that you can change your circumstances as well, that, you know, when you look at things psychically, especially for yourself, it's preventative. It's a way for you to be able to tune in and have a better understanding of yourself, you know, on many levels. So for you, I mean, I'm not going to do like a specific, like long-term, like a reading. Did you have a specific thing that you wanted to ask? Because you want to know about your present and near future. Is there a specific thing that I could help you with?
Income. Where and from what area do I actually receive income?
Okay, so, you know, again, this is a situation for you where there's the element of, like, where I read where you're at and then what you can do to create more for yourself. That's, like, the focus that I like to take.
Can I interject something, Joanna?
Yes, absolutely.
I think what maybe would be a good approach with Anne, this is what I'm getting, if you don't mind,
absolutely,
is what her right livelihood would be for her, because when you're living your purpose, the income follows you. So what is your livelihood, Anne? What is it that you do in life?
No, I think that Joanna already sees what's going on.
Good.
I am very, very ill, so I cannot answer that question. I cannot work like that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'll tell you what I'm seeing straight away coming up. There's the blockage of the area for you at the moment for you to move through and for you to do the work on yourself, Anne, is coming up from like just below the heart area going down to the stomach area. So how I look at things clairvoyantly, which is about seeing energy, is there's a little bit like there's a blockage coming up around that area, and the energy feeling to it, the vibration to it, is an energy of fear for you at the moment. So there's fear and anxiety. As soon as one goes into that vibration, you block yourself from receiving possibilities of getting a solution, which then doesn't allow things to open up. So your first step that I would suggest for you to focus upon is, you know, again, very just the simple techniques of breathing, of focusing on the breath each day. And you could say, well, how does me breathing relate to me, you know, being able to pay the bills?
No, Joanna, I understand that. And I've been doing this daily for hours for 20 years. So for some reason, there remains a blockage.
Well, what I'm seeing is that what's very important for you to understand here is you could consciously be doing affirmations, breathing techniques, meditation, everything, you name it under the sun, for the last 20 years. However, if you have an unconscious block, something that's there very deeply, you will find that no matter, you could be doing 98% positive things, but because of that unconscious block, it can then hold you back from being able to create the abundance that you want. So I, like I said before, the vibration of what's there, or the blockage is coming up around your solar plexus area in particular, and it relates to fear. It's like a vibration of fear. So you would want to be able to, I mean, you have to keep working at it. I know that sounds sort of ruthless. I'm still working on patterns. I do something every day consistently to reprogram my unconscious. It doesn't stop, you know, that process.
Is there anything you can say about what exactly an income would be?
And, well, again, this is, you know, this comes back down to your thought process of where I'm going to look at your unconscious for you. So just give me a second because I want to look at where you sort of programmed yourself at your financial, and it's pretty low right now. Hang on a sec, let me just have a look. There's some belief that you're holding in you that is basically feels like that you. It's almost like it stopped about 10 years ago, and it's showing that it just you're not going past that point. But your ceiling of income is hitting like 20,000 right now. So you want to really be working on the unconscious, specifically with affirmations, to change that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very, very much, Joanna, and happy holiday, everyone.
Thank you for calling in, Anne.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, you did a very, very good job there, Joanna, because you didn't have a whole lot to work with.
Right.
And reading somebody's frequency and vibration really is a key part of this. I don't know what compelled me to dive in like that, but right livelihood is something that can either make somebody feel better or worse if they're not doing what it is they're meant to be doing.
Absolutely. I'm trying to find another phone here because I think my phone, the battery is going low.
Oh, no.
I think it's coming from my phone.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So the frequency of your phone, let's do a reading on your phone.
Really interesting. Oh, my God.
That's so interesting. It is. So can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. I'm
very good. That sounds better.
I'm just going to go and grab another phone.
You know, I do that every day myself. I wear them down.
I'm like, on the radio interview. And,
well, you know what? When you put out such energy like that, it does have an effect on electronic devices.
I'm so sorry. I can't believe this is happening. It's and it was fully charged as well. So
no, it's the energy. It's totally the energy that drained that battery.
And the other thing is that, you know, what Anne was saying there, you know, and I really empathize, there's a lot of people that are going through situations like her. It's challenging to just to go in depth on the phone in such,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
Here we go. I'm going to lose you for 1 second, and then
yes.
I'm going to, but then you'll come straight back.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hanging tight.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Are you back?
Yay.
Hey, full
I'm
battery?
Back.
You know
full
what?
Full battery, fully charged.
Wonderful. Well, I truly believe, because everything is energy, that when I felt you psychically sweating to help Anne. I felt it. And with the energy you were expending for that and the energy with that Anne was trying to receive it, we ran down your phone, I'm thinking.
You know what? I think also the other thing is, and you know what this says to me? Because I really believe, and I know you do as well, with these synchronicity of things.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at just like the symbology behind this, there we are, we're communicating, and yet it's like we needed to change vibration. So
mm-hmm.
we had, and so
thank you.
It's like we had to switch communication. I'm wondering for Anne, the way that she's putting out her communication of what she wants from, you know, from her higher self, from spirit, however you want to perceive that,
mm-hmm.
somehow, to me, I see it as she needs to now just totally ask for what she needs in a different way. She hasn't been asking for what she really needs.
Well, I agree with you on that, and that's where everything comes from, and your reality, it comes from what's going on the inside, your inner reality. And a lot of times people get into a place of feeling like a victim, and they're not even aware, they're not aware of it. And if you're not aware of it, you're not responsible for doing anything to make it different or changing it, and you're not able to until it gets into your awareness.
Absolutely.
So I love the metaphor of your phone going dead after that caller and after that situation, because it is about frequency and it is about vibration, and whatever you're vibrating, you're attracting to yourself an exact vibrational match. And quite frankly, Joanna, when she called in, at first second I heard her voice, I heard illness. And when she said income, I was surprised. But then if you are sick, you cannot work. So that does make sense.
Definitely.
So what would you say to her now that we have a fully charged new phone for you, about that? Because that incident was not an accident about your phone going
I
dead.
I totally agree, because like I said before, it was fully, you know, the phone, I had fully charged.
Oh, I know. You would never,
never
start a radio show without having a fully charged phone. I know you would not do that.
And so I think, you know, what's important for Anne now is to be aware of, again, the vehicle that she, like, choose. The most important thing is for her to take care of herself. So I see it like the phone represents, like, yourself as, like, you know, your body is a temple. The phone is the temple.
Long live the phone.
Exactly. And so for her, I feel it's taking, really, rather than feeling the frustration, exasperated of, oh, I'm meditating, I'm doing breathing exercises, I've tried this, I've tried that, it's still not working. That automatically sends out a message to the unconscious that says it's not working.
Yes,
it says,
I hear that.
Yeah.
It's your service.
So it's just shifting her whole perspective of just saying, you know what, I cannot control everything that's happened in the past, but right now, from this point forward, I'm just going to take really good care of myself. I'm just going to really, I'm going to wake up each day and I'm going to feel good about the day. And even though, and there can be an element of faking it till you make it.
Yes.
Where you'll still hear the unconscious kick in saying, you're not going to have a good day today and you've still got bills to pay and your health isn't good. And you just hear that voice and just say, thank you very much.
Yep.
Take a deep breath and you just keep going, and eventually the pattern, it shifts. I know, I have been there.
Yes, we all have. And it's sort of like a self-hypnosis, is it not?
Absolutely.
Well, you're tricking yourself into believing it until you finally do get to your subconscious, where it really makes a difference in the transformation of those thoughts.
For sure.
That's what gets you into your subconscious, is the self-hypnosis. And that is faking it till you make it. That is, when I step out of bed in the morning, my left foot is thank and my right foot is you, and I say thank you with every step, at least until after I've gone and brushed my teeth.
I love that.
Yeah, and
really
it really
powerful.
Makes a difference. And I have something for Anne that just came to me, and it was so strong that I have to say it, and I have to say this directly to Anne and anybody else that gets something out of this, then wonderful. And that's this: when the voice and the vision on the inside of you become louder and clearer than what's going on the outside of you, which is your circumstances, then you have really begun to step into your power. And that's what I'm strongly getting for Anne and anybody who feels stuck. Because you don't know that your inner dialogue is kicking you behind.
Totally. And that's, yeah, I love that. That's really brilliant.
So that's, you know, and it's and you did a really, really fine job, a really great job. I felt you connecting with Anne big time on all kinds of different dimensions and different levels. And I'm just hoping that anything in my little amateur psychic abilities that I've just added might help a little tiny bit with her to feel, to get that click to happen inside of her that, she is so ready to have, because she's clearly ready to have it. I mean, it drained your phone.
And, you know, it's funny, when you just said amateur psychic, you are fantastic at psychic reading. And I think, it, you know, again, everyone has this ability where they can do it for themselves. And I think that's been the what I found in the past was one of the things that inspired me to go into the reading psychically was that I would go for readings and just get so frustrated by the answers that I was given.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to educate myself. And it's so wonderful. Rather than going into the intellectual in the head about information that you receive, when you actually get the energy to run through you and you experience it yourself,
mm-hmm.
it's life-changing. You really are getting control of your circumstances.
Mm-hmm. And if Anne hasn't seen the movie The Secret, now, I do talk about The Secret a lot, and it's because that wisdom's been around for thousands of years. And it works. And for the uninitiated and the initiated, there is a lot of wonderful richness and a wealth of information there that can ignite the opposite of victim, the hero in every person, and put them in the driver's seat of their own lives just by shifting their thinking, shifting their consciousness. It shifts their circumstances. And it works every time like gravity. It's like if you're standing on top of a building and you fall off, it doesn't matter if you're a good person or a bad person, you're still going to hit the ground. So in the way you think about your circumstances works just like gravity, just as consistent, just as constant, just as effectively as gravity. What you're thinking about, you do bring about. And if the thoughts you're thinking are still in your unconscious mind, like you so brilliantly told Anne, then she can't possibly get a hold of what that thing is, that germ that's driving her to not become unstuck, that's keeping her stuck. So I sensed that by the time this radio show was over, Anne is going to be very, very excited, because I'm starting to feel very, very excited about her future, because she started something. She's begun something. There's something amazing going on with her.
I feel that, too.
Don't you? Isn't it strong?
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of The Secret as well. And you know what's interesting? Quite a few of my clients that have come to me, they have said, you know, this whole phenomena with The Secret thing and... yeah, it seems great, but this isn't working for me in this way, and there's been a little bit of a backlash. Now, my feeling with it is people like have to understand how energy really works.
Mm-hmm.
And if they understand it and they self-educate themselves more on understanding how to see the energy clairvoyantly, how to really listen, not just listening, but active listening, where you turn off the inner critic and to be able to feel through the clairsentience,
mm-hmm.
then you will be able to really manifest what you want in your life, whether it's the right relationship or, you know, the finances or perfect health. The principles of The Secret and the laws of attraction are absolutely spot on, and I think what's happening is sometimes people are taking it like literally, like, I don't like this person, so I'm just going to cut the relationship. This job isn't working. I'm going to hand in my notice today. There's an important step that people could take to understand how to read energy, and from there, once they have the psychic insight, using the sixth sense as to how to really grasp these laws of attraction, then you can get incredible results even faster. So I just hope that people won't give up with it, and you know, well, if they have stopped with it, because I feel I'm saying this for a reason, that there's someone listening
always
is having that that feeling, to come back to it. If they've sort of just, you know, gone and hit, maybe they've hit a block where they're about to get to that next level of awareness, they're about to manifest something fantastic, and
mm-hmm.
then they stop watching it. They're like, this,
you know why? The ego does that.
Exactly.
The ego tries to trick them into believing that it's all nonsense, when actually the one ingredient, in my humble opinion, or not so humble opinion, about The Secret, the one ingredient that makes everything that you get from that film, that book, that audiobook, every form that they're making it into, God bless them. But the one ingredient that people who are having a struggle with The Secret about is inspired action.
Yes.
You have to apply inspired action. What is inspired action? Inspired action is what unleashing the psychic in you is going to teach people. Inspired action is listening to that still small voice and let it get louder and encourage it and reparent that voice in yourself so that your intuition is all you hear.
I got shivers going through me, you know, where you get the psychic confirmation where you feel energy go through you. And, you know, because of The Secret, that's how I met you. And because of The Secret, and I mean, I must have watched The Secret about 30, 40 times now. Because of it, I'm going to Jack Canfield's training out in Arizona. And because of John Assaraf, who's in The Secret, who I love his work,
mm-hmm.
you know, I thought to myself, yeah, well, maybe, you know, I need to go and teach in Arizona. So I thought, oh, I'll just phone up, you know, go online, looked up Metaphysical Bookstore, found the largest bookstore in Scottsdale, which is where I'm doing Jack Canfield's training,
mm-hmm.
and spoke to them, and I'm teaching there in Arizona. So that's exciting. And
wonderful.
I'm doing the book because of The Secret.
Yes.
I mean, it really has had a hugely positive impact on my life.
Oh, yes, and the reading that I gave you myself when I was doing your workshop, I could not wait. Isn't it funny how that worked out? How I knew that I was going to be giving you a reading, the workshop leader, I knew it, and I hadn't given anyone, I mean, who am I to give the psychic teacher a psychic reading? But I couldn't wait to give it to you. And I knew that I was going to be paired up with you, even though that was not a common thing to happen in your classes.
It's never happened to me. It's never, ever happened.
And I knew that I would be giving you a reading, and I knew I would be paired up with you. And it just so worked out that that's exactly what happened, and I just was bursting to tell you what was coming for you in your life. And your face lit up in a way that made me just, it was so validating that this information was absolutely speaking to a truth within you that's in your DNA that got ignited, that's blossoming and that's growing into this gorgeous garden that is your life. And things are moving very, very fast for you now. And to be able to handle it and balance it and understand that you are good enough already. You already are the person you've always wanted to be. Breathe life into that. There is nowhere to get for you. You're already there.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved your reading. I mean, it is inspiring to me. Every day I get up, I actually, at some point in the day, think about what you said to me, and it really motivates me to keep creating this work. And as I've started to take those steps, I'm seeing the people that are drawn to really hold their power and develop their own psychic ability and apply it to their daily life, not just do the psychic work and then live their lives, but actually really integrate it. Everything that they do needs to be seen from it's psychic integration. It's just having the sixth sense active all the time.
Yes, and we all have it. Everyone has it just as powerfully as everyone else, and the only thing keeping them from using it is believing.
For sure. And something that people could do at home is look at it like the way the analogy I use, it's like going to the gym. You know, if you want that perfect body, then you don't just suddenly, and you want to lose weight, you don't go to the gym once and eat one healthy meal and then go back to your old lifestyle.
Yes.
You put a program, an exercise program into place where you exercise several times a week and you choose carefully what you eat. It's exactly the same thing.
Well, let me interject something here. Hold that thought.
Ooh.
I just want our listeners, because this is radio and they cannot see you. You're 5'10", you're blonde, you're beautiful, gorgeous, stunning. You look like a fashion model. And I want our listeners to know that what the words coming out of Joanna's mouth, she's walking her talk. She's living this, what she's teaching. And that's a very, very important thing.
You made me smile from ear to ear. That's so nice because I, you know what I do? I exercise about 5-6 days a week, but I incorporate my affirmations with that. So
you know why? Because that gets it deep into your tissues.
Exactly.
Yep.
So that's what I do, and I find it really... Also, the thing is, if you have a lot of energy run through you psychically and you're doing readings, and I think some psychics, they get concerned, they get bogged down, and they get heavy with the energy and they get tired out and worn out because they don't clear themselves.
Yes.
And they feel they need to protect themselves, and you don't. If you are taking good care of your body and you're taking good care of your mind and you nurture yourself as well and you you do affirmations and breathing every day, then one can handle it.
Well, you know, I have to share with you, Joanna, I've had in my mind, ever since I went to see my friend Mike Dooley do a workshop, I bought one of his little meditation timers that says Tut.com on it. Mike Dooley's one of the stars of The Secret, as
love
you know.
Love it.
You know, I had Pancakes with the Universe. You heard that right
on
the show.
It.
Which, anyway, I digress. But for the very, very first time, I learned how to work the timer. I sat down, set it for 15 minutes, and I thought, if I'm going to get where it is that I see myself being next year, I need to start doing this. So I did it. I put myself in such a state of hypnosis that I was staggering around the rest of the day feeling like, oh, my gosh, my feet have not touched the ground. And once I get really, really good at this, there will be not one single thing that I cannot create just by first going within and doing it there first and having my outside circumstances show up to match what I've caused on the inside of myself.
Amazing.
And today was the first day of that, and it had such a, there's biology in belief, it had an absolute physical effect on me. I felt body syndromes like the entire day. And I'm feeling it. And as I was introducing you, I had to chuckle at myself because I know you. I can read a bio, but I felt like I was just a brand new person and that I didn't know all of these things. And it's because I did go within for 15 very small minutes, not a long time. And it made such a difference in my day that I'm so, so excited for my own future because I know in doing something like that, that is going to create for me just as fast and powerful as, I mean, look at Oprah Winfrey, where she is. She didn't just show up there one day. You got to work at this stuff. And working at this stuff is by being brave enough and courageous enough to go into inner space, which is inside of yourself. If you don't go within, you're going to go without. And that 15-minute block of time that I set for myself today is I feel like it's my new birthday because I'm doing it every single day, like going to the gym 5-6 times a week. I'm doing it every day.
I love walking, that.
Walking my talk. And for Anne, if you know, doing your deep breathing and your meditation like you've been doing for 20 years, if you keep doing the same thing over and over, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, that's the definition of insanity. Mix it up a little. Find another way to approach what it is that you're after. Trust yourself and your own imagination because there's nothing more powerful than your imagination, Anne. Nothing is more powerful than that. And just keep trying things until something feels really resonates really true inside of you, and then start doing that, even if it means hopping on one foot if you can, or whatever it is. Make a little sacred space in the place that you live and just sit there and do your deep breathing and see yourself as the healthy, wonderful person, vibrant, energetic person that you long to be. See yourself and don't let anything sway you from that vision, and you will get there. And just keep, you know, taking doctor's advice and doing preventative measures and wellness techniques and wouldn't hurt to get unleash the psychic in you when that comes out in the fall either. And just start learning to really trust your intuition and your own voice and let your body tell you what it needs. And believe me, it knows best, and you will ignite your body's ability to heal itself before you know it. And that's what you're doing, Joanna, for people. The healing arts really is what you are all about. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, I mean, just you made an excellent point before, because I thought you went into like a channeling mode there where you were connecting through the crown chakra through the top of the head, and you were just a conductor letting the information flow through you. And what you said about mixing it up is absolutely, it's spot on, because that whole point, it comes back to the exercise analogy of, you know, your body plateaus when you exercise, and so it's good to run, and sometimes it's good to do yoga, and sometimes it's good to swim. It's exactly the same thing with the psychic work and with the tuning your sixth sense. Sometimes focusing on seeing, sometimes it's
And we have another caller. If you just hold that thought, Joanna, this is a very important point you're making. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Hi. How are you? My name is Kat with a K.
Hi, Kat with a K.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
You have a question for Joanna?
I do. I was wondering if you pick up anything regarding financial or things getting better. We just seem to be getting in a rut, and I know, you know, like attracts like, and I know the secret, and I know, well, practice what you preach, and I'm preaching it, and I'm doing it, and I'm working it, and something seems to be going wrong, and I just can't get out of the rut.
Got it. Okay, if you are okay with me being sort of, you know, I like to, okay, how do I say this? Because some of it may be a bit challenging for you to hear, but my intention is to, and you know, is to support you with this so that you can come out the other side. And what I'm seeing is I'm listening to you on the surface, and yes, on your conscious awareness level, you're wanting to come out of it. But what I'm seeing is if you can just, you know, take a deep breath and just close your eyes a minute and just and drop inside yourself, you will find that there's some part of you that feels powerless. So the vibration you're aligning with right now is I'm powerless in my situation. It's like when, as you're trying to pull in more and to go to that next level, whatever it is for you that's working in the world, it's like you're feeling controlled by situations, that you don't have the ability to be able to get what you want. And so I'm seeing there's times when you're not speaking up straight away, you're not asking for what you want, or if you do, you ask for it too late. And so a lot of that energy is building up inside of you, and I would suggest, you know, and of course you know it's up to you what you do, that you go back over and evaluate again what your belief system and going back into that, and mm-hmm. and you don't do that just once. You know, I reevaluate my belief system weekly at times, not even like monthly or yearly. I'm
right.
consistently re-evaluating my goals, but I really feel it's like situations arise for you and you just, it's almost like you get paralyzed and you
but that's how I feel. I feel like I'm sinking in quicksand right now, and it's totally opposite of my nature. I mean, my nature is, I mean, I'm very good-natured. I'm very generous. If I had money, I would give people my last dollar before I would use it for myself. And yet, it's just, you know, I seem to be attracting all the negative stuff to me.
You know what? Sorry to interrupt you, but Kate's point before, when she said inspired action, I would say that is, you know, that is the sentence that I would want to put up, you know, lit up in golden rainbow light today for this call, is inspired action.
Inspired action?
Yes, and you know, this thing where it's like, oh, I've got to take inspired action, I'm taking inspired action. Going beyond your intellect, beyond the intellect, where
right.
the mind is like, yes, I'm taking inspired action, it's about really experiencing it. So you need to come back to, and I love what Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield do with this, is when they were trying to get Chicken Soup for the Soul published, and they were declined by, I think it was 144 publishers, every day they would do five things to take them a step nearer to their goal.
Okay.
And so I want you, like, even when you hit that, like, the resistance, or you, especially you'll find as you're about to break through, you can get really tired and really exhausted
mm-hmm.
as well. So that's always a good sign, actually. If that happens, don't feel like you're getting worse. You'll find that things are actually getting better. And you just write down an action list of what steps can I take today, and then you cross those things off your list. I've hit those points, and you know what I find? If I have that energy come up, I don't go to bed until I have done certain things on my list.
Okay, so it's kind of like keeping a list and at least crossing something off that I've done an action to get to where I need to be.
Absolutely, and you know, again, what Kate said, it is so, so crucial. It is the key to things moving through for you. I know they are going to move through for you, by the way. This is not a long period of time for you. So, again, with psychic stuff, the time scale, to be specific, is, you know, it changes because of your free will and, you know, me reading your energy. But within a three-month period, and that's pretty good, you're going to be in a much better situation. And it's going to be sort of, for you, it's going to be chunks of money that come in. It's not going to be a consistent steady cash flow. Interesting. I just want to say clash flow.
I love it. What did you want to say?
I said clash.
Pretty
instead of
clash. Showing.
Which the answer I'm getting with that is you're not being clear about what you want. So when you're doing your manifestation process of the secret, you keep changing the amounts of money that you want.
Okay. You know what it is? Because I'm so, I feel like if I put a dollar amount on it, I feel like I'm okay with just X amount. I don't need a lot. I just want enough to get by. And then that's true, though, because then I feel like if I had a lot, then I would give it to everybody, and I know that I would do good with it.
That's what's creating the block for you right now, is the clash flow instead of the cash flow.
Oh, okay, so how about,
you know, because you've got all the support of the people listening in, and I really believe when you have a collective consciousness of people, they can hold that intention for you. Without thinking about it, and thinking what you should do and not feeling guilty about amounts because of people, you know, starving in the world, remember that the more money you have, the more philanthropy and goodwill you can do.
If you could
choose an amount right now, what's the amount that comes to you right now for an annual income? Just pick a number now.
Honestly, I wouldn't even know where to start.
So what I want you to do is not think, and everyone who's listening as well can do the same thing. Just take a couple of deep breaths, okay, and for you, if you can, and you're not driving in the car.
No, I'm not.
You can just, you know, always closing the eyes, I find, shuts off the external stimuli and helps you connect inwards.
Uh-huh.
And just pick an amount. Just what's the first number that springs to mind?
Well, actually, eight starting it, but I'm not sure how many zeros go after it.
Pick how many zeros, 5, 6, 7?
I would say 6 to 7.
Okay, so, and what was the number? So,
8.
So, 800,000 or 8 million?
If I had 8 million, I could do a lot better for a lot of other people.
Go for a million!
Right, I would go for the 8 million.
I feel like we're on a game show, but no, I understand what you mean. So, it's when you were picking up that I am not clear in my intention.
Exactly. You're sending out mixed messages, which totally confuses the unconscious, and then it's like it just shuts down and it takes no action at all.
Okay, but for the future, though, you see it happening relatively quickly, turnaround.
Yeah, the turnaround, i.e. not 8 million within 3 months.
No, of course not.
I feel you, there's quite a bit of reprogramming of your unconscious to do.
Okay.
But if you look at your goal, and again, like Robert Allen's work I love, he talks about how it doesn't have to take a lifetime to become a millionaire. There's mm-hmm. really practical steps that you can take for that to come mm-hmm. to fruition. So I feel you're going to have chunks of money come in. It's going to go in stages, but really the upsurge is going to happen for you 3 months from now.
3 months from now.
Yeah, but you need to take what Kate talked about, the inspired action,
right,
each day, and just don't stop. Every time you feel a block come up inside, I would write down on a 3x5 card, just write down, you know, and again, this is what Jack Canfield, what he teaches, and I love it, and
yep.
Mark as well. I'm so happy that I now have $8 million net in my bank account, and that I can spend
my money in wonderful ways. I literally just bought his latest book for a friend of mine, and I ordered one for myself as well.
Which one, The Success Principles?
How to Get to Where You're...
Yes, The Success Principles.
I don't know, that it's not in front of me right now, but I literally bought it.
It's my. There's two of my favorite books in the world are The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron,
okay,
and The Success Principles by Jack Canfield.
May I interject a book that keeps coming to my mind?
Yes.
Poor Cat. It's by Dr. DeMartini, who's also in The Secret, and it's called How to Make One Hell of a Profit and Still Get into Heaven.
Okay.
Yay.
It's a great book.
Okay, and what was the first name of it?
How to Make One Hell of a Profit and Still Get into Heaven by Dr. DeMartini.
Okay, DeMartini. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this.
Oh, thank you for calling,
Kat. Very enlightening.
Excellent.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Happy 4th.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That was fabulous, Joanna. Oh, my gosh. Your book
so
is just going to be, like, just instantly bestseller.
Thank you. Yes. Considering
how that falls trippingly off your tongue, you know, you can tell when there are callers, when a call-in happens, what a person's got. And you've got it. You've got it all.
I love it. It really inspires me. And again, everything that I'm doing now is... It's all my foundation for me is The Secret, and then it's just adding in the sixth sense.
And trusting yourself and adding in your own stuff, like your title for your book, instead of going for what's catchy and what's out there today, you went for something uniquely you, your fingerprint.
Well, also, thank you. I think it's because, it is because it comes back to the point you said about inspired action. I don't mean to keep coming back to that, but for me, it's like rather than handing power away and feeling helpless in a situation that you can't make positive changes, you can use your own intuition, you can use your own abilities to get amazing results in your life.
Well, trusting yourself is what gives you authority. You don't get to have authority in life until you trust yourself.
And that connects in with the soulmate stuff as well. You know, when I teach this, the soulmate connection workshop, it's applying all the psychic principles as well to that.
Well, tell us where you're going to be teaching locally in Los Angeles, first of all, because I want to make sure we get that in, because I want people to come and experience you in person.
Thank you.
So you'll be at the Bodhi Tree pretty soon again?
Yes, I will be at the Bodhi Tree in West Hollywood in the fall. I will be at the Aura Shop in Santa Monica at the beginning of September. Actually, on September the 11th, I'm doing an Awaken the Healer Within workshop, which is a combination of psychic and self-healing work.
Well, that sounds like a good one for Anne.
Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing Soulmates Workshop next week on July the 11th in the evening, 7 in the evening at Many Paths Bookstore in the NoHo Arts District in North Hollywood.
Oh, I will be there.
Yay!
We'll have to talk about it again later, and you'll give me all that information. Is there a place where people can just go online and see where you're going to be showing up doing workshops or anything like that, Joanna? Or is it just are you able to post that information on youareabeautifulwoman.com?
There's that site where I'm psychic expert, and that's a wonderful new community. And
let me just spell that out for people who are listening and want to take a look at that. It's www.youareabeautifulwoman.com. And I think that also has a picture of you on it, doesn't it, Joanna?
It does, and then my website is going to be up by the end of next week. I'm so excited.
Yay.
It's going to have lots of information on there of different tips and practical things that people can do.
And that's www.joannagarzilli.com, which is J-O-A-N-N-A-G as in go, A-R-Z as in zebra, I-L-L-I.com. JoannaGarzilli.com. So write that down, everybody, and keep an eye out for what Joanna will be doing next, because I have a sense that we're going to be seeing you on Oprah and David Letterman and Jay Leno, which actually you manifested yourself a photo with Jay Leno recently, didn't you?
I did. I tell you, again, using the principles of visualization, inspired by The Secret, and just because I have the sixth sense so strongly developed, I did about a week of just visualizing for a few minutes, seeing myself talking with Jay Leno.
Even while you were brushing your teeth?
Yes, brushing my teeth in the shower. So I should be thinking of my husband in the shower, but Jay Leno, just having that visualization of being able to be interviewed by him and about my book. And then as soon as I did it when we were coming back on the plane from Massachusetts, and my husband got a phone call inviting us to go to Jay Leno. So I was just wildly excited, and he didn't know why I was so excited, because I hadn't told him I was doing this visualization. And then I thought, when we were in the second row, we had like great seats, and I thought, gosh, I'm just going to visualize a future date where I can be talking with him and interviewed by him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes out on stage, and he says, who'd like to come and talk with me? And just my hand went up, and I said, Jay, me. And he said, okay, blonde, there, come up now. And and we had so much fun. He said to me, if you were really, he made a lot of fun for me of me being British, and mm-hmm. and he said, well, if you were really psychic, you'd know that I wanted you to spank me right now. And I said, don't worry, Jay, I can have that arranged. So I didn't really spank him, but I pretended to.
That's funny.
It was fun.
And you got the photograph, and when I got that photograph from you on an email, I just smiled so big, because it's all part of what I see coming for you. And if every person would sit down or stand up or whatever works best for you and just see yourself having, doing, being your heart's desire, because this is your shot in this physical form on this planet right now. There's no later. There is no someday. Just start now from right where you are, seeing that, believing that, living from the end result, and not letting doubt come near you, not even come near you. And what's the harm? It is like a game show. You can do it. Who's going to stop you? It's not illegal.
That's what I love about you. You're so positive.
It's the truth. And all you have to do is do it. And the only thing keeping you from it is that burden that happened after you finally somewhere in your childhood understood that, wow, that, you know, that adult just said something to me that was very hurtful, and I believe that about myself. So all of a sudden you sentence yourself to a life of having less, or feeling like you're not good enough, or feeling like you're not smart enough, or whatever it is enough. Because when you're a child up to the age of 8, you take everything literally and it gets stuck in your subconscious mind. You've got all these minuses about yourself floating around inside of you that are open programs running your life you're not aware of. And what you do is you go into your subconscious mind and you turn those minuses into pluses. I do something, not to promote myself gratuitously here, co-creator of quantum hypnotherapy, where we go in and we do just that. And we bring you back to your divinity, back to your true nature in 2 hours. And amazing. And what you're doing, Joanna, I see your heart's desire. I see what it is that's important to you in this lifetime. And I also see that if you believe in past lives, this is the one you've been dying to live. So live it powerfully, and you are.
Yes. And I, you know, what you talk about, the quantum hypnotherapy that you're doing is really cutting edge healing arts work. This comes back to where everything, where I've been seeing for people psychically, where they're blocking themselves at an unconscious level and they want to reprogram. If they want to reprogram quickly, mm-hmm. they should come and definitely connect with you and find a way to learn more about what you're doing and experience your work.
Oh, we're going to be on Spiritually Speaking on the 24th of July, thanks to you.
Fantastic.
Isn't that great? And we're also planning a show of our own called, and I got this name right from my higher self. It's the show is called Universe City.
Brilliant.
And it's just going to have you'll be one of our guests, and we're so excited. And that came from you. So it's like, you know, there's a gathering taking place where all of the light workers and all of the people who want to be light workers and all the people who have the ability to be light workers, which is 100% of us, there's a gathering taking place where we're all just getting through collective consciousness or osmosis or our nervous system or something, the raising of consciousness that's happening on the planet right now. I do believe that we will see a day in this lifetime where everybody finally gets who they really are.
Definitely.
Absolutely. And if each person, and I say this every week and I mean it, if each one of us would have the intent, hold the intent for 1 hour of our life, just 1 hour of our life, to be that one person who ignites consciousness globally, then it would be a different world tomorrow. And that's just an hour of your time, just holding that intention. And truly, I just saw Evan Almighty.
Yes.
Go see the movie. It's a riot. And it's so wonderful. It's great. And it's got many, many messages in it like that in an extremely entertaining, silly way. But you walk out of there going, wow, you know, things are changing.
And you know what you just said about the 1 hour? Again, it comes back to what you're talking about with the quantum hypnotherapy, quantum meditation, mm-hmm. is that 1 hour through time and space is really an infinite amount of time. It's just 1 hour in our physical dimension. But mm-hmm. beyond this dimension, when we connect into that, there are infinite possibilities of being able to manifest things really, really quickly.
Absolutely, as quickly as you want them, in a blink of the eye, and that is not an exaggeration. And we're coming up on the close of our Spiritual Hollywood Hour, so I'd like to just let everyone know. Can I give out your phone number, Joanna, for anyone who wants to book an appointment with you?
Yes.
It's 310-447-4067. And also, for anyone interested in quantum hypnotherapy, just go to quantumhypnotherapy2.com or call me at 818-760-0759 to find out more about quantum hypnotherapy. But really, the website's the place to go. It's got testimonials and our bios and what it's all about and that whole thing. And I want to thank you, Joanna, so much for being our guest this evening. What fun this was. It went by so fast. And thank you, listeners. And I want everybody out there right now to take a deep breath, stand up really straight, and love yourselves. Thanks again for being my guest tonight, Joanna. Great things in store for you. Great things in store for all of us. What a wonderful, what a wonderful time to be alive, and we'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.
Words can't truly describe what you see.